Previously on Reversing the Roles.
If it isn't the girl from Afrikia.
I see you're coming to school in an Uber now, but weird stuff. First time I see the passenger kiss the driver when they get out.
That wasn't the driver. That was my dad.
Wow! This place is fire and massive. Awesome!
We knew you'd like it.
Batul? Huda? Where are you guys? Hey, come on. This isn't funny. Huda! Help! Can somebody hear me? Help! Please, help!
Lala, she was not in class today. I thought maybe she was ill, so she stayed home.
Sophia wasn't in class.
Is there something wrong?
Ziad! We can't find Sophia.
What? Calm down, Raisa. What do you mean? What do you mean you can't find Sophia?
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصد.
A woman was searching desperately for her lost child. Upon finding the child, she hugged and nursed it with great compassion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked his companions, "Do you think this woman would throw her child into the fire?" The companions replied, "No, by Allah, not if she is able to prevent it." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Allah is more merciful to His servants than this woman is to her child." Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Maghrib sets in early in Dubai in winter, and by sunset, Sophia is still missing. The school security company has been called in, and they enter the admin offices to go through video footage from the time school started that morning. A search team has been dispatched to sweep every area of the school. The teachers have been alerted and sent messages out on all the student WhatsApp groups to see if anybody has had contact with Sophia, but so far, nobody admits to seeing her. Raisa is pacing up and down in the headmistress's office, while Hanzala takes out his Quran and begins reading softly when Ziad walks in.
Ziad, finally! What took you so long to get here? I called you almost 2 hours ago.
I was busy with some stuff. I came as soon as I could.
What stuff? What can be more important than rushing year after year that your daughter is missing?
Ray, it's a long story. For now, let's just concentrate on finding Saf.
Daddy's right, Mom. We need to find her.
How are you holding up, Ray? And you? And your hands?
We are okay. The security came in a couple of minutes ago to tell us they haven't had any luck finding her.
Well, Saf, what are we gonna do if we never find her?
Shh, Hans, let's stay positive. Ray, did they check the entire school? Maybe Sophia fell and hit her head while she was walking around and she has like a concussion or something. And in a school this big, didn't someone see her when she came in this morning?
The camera footage at the entrance shows her walking in and speaking to a couple of girls, but their backs are to the camera, so you can't even see their faces. It seems like they walked off towards the East Block classrooms. But after that, nothing. None of the students admit to seeing her. Ziad, do you think that after you dropped her off, she left the school premises and went somewhere?
No, Mommy. Seth would never do that. The cameras at the gate showed Seth coming into school this morning at exactly the time Daddy dropped her off.
Are the cameras all over the school?
In all the classrooms, yes, and in the entrances, but not in the passages and corridors.
Raisa, I remember last week. You were telling me about the school basement. Is it possible that Seth went down there and couldn't find a way out, perhaps?
There's a basement down here? Cool!
I doubt Sophia would go down into a basement of her own accord. You know how claustrophobic she gets. And her anxiety would just flare up. Although, it's only accessible through the east block.
What if she was lured by those other girls? Remember those that were bullying her? I think it's worth a check. Let me go and speak to the security guys.
Ziad hopes that his hunch is true, but the search team and the security people both insist that the basement can only be accessed by staff members. It isn't possible that there could be anyone inside, as they've been watching the live cameras and haven't detected any movement from within. But Ziad stubbornly insists on going down there to look for his daughter, and two security personnel accompany him down to the gymnasium in the basement, along with the Arabic teacher, who is also the gym instructor. Raisa and Hanzala follow closely behind. They get to the gymnasium doors, and Muallima Zahra unlocks it and pushes the heavy door open. The lights are on in the vast room, but they don't see anybody inside.
The one she had this morning. That means she must be in here somewhere.
Finding Sophia's school bag gives the Osman family a surge of hope. They renew their efforts, and with a thorough search of the gymnasium, they find Sophia curled up fast asleep with a tear-stained face lying beneath the benches on the far side. Following day marks the last day of school before the holidays. Sophia and Hanzala do not go in, and Ziad stays home with them while Raisa wraps up a pile of admin work in her office. The mood in the house is somber, with Sophia refusing to talk even as they sit down for supper at the end of the day.
Sophia, I know this isn't easy, but you are going to have to talk about what happened to you.
Mommy? Maybe this isn't a good time. Seth must be fagged out after yesterday.
Seth, do you want to talk about it? It's okay if you're not ready. We understand.
I'm not ready. I'll never be. I'm going to my room.
Hang on. You can't just leave the supper table like that. And you haven't eaten a thing.
Taisa, leave her alone. Let her go.
Why did you do that, Ziad? Had you left it to sit with us, she would have felt better.
Leave her, Ray. Everything's still so fresh. Sophia is feeling hurt and betrayed right now. In fact, after such a traumatic occurrence, I feel she might even need therapy.
Therapy? Really, Ziad? I can barely recognize you any longer. First staying at home, then spending all your time in the mall, going for massages and coffees with friends, and now advocating for therapy for our daughter?
It's a different lifestyle here in Dubai, Raisa. You know that.
Yes, but we don't have to get sucked into it and change the way we think and do things. And I've been meaning to ask you, where were you when I called to say Sophia is missing?
I told you. I was busy with some stuff.
What stuff? It took you so long to get to the school?
I went to the desert with Yasin and the other guys. We were planning to go on the dune buggies.
What? Dune buggies? Really, Ziad? You must think we have money like dust. If you can keep going.
I wonder who that is.
I'll get it.
Hanzala rushes to open the door and does a double take when he sees his grandmother, Aishama, standing before him.
OMG! Mom! Fire! How did you get your ma? And unbelievable.
Raisa and Ziad come to their front door to see what all the commotion is about. They are stunned into silence when they see Ziad's mother standing in front of them. Next to her is Hauma.
Assalamu alaikum. So nice to see us, na? What's wrong with you people? Cat got your tongues?
Ya Allah, Ziad, it's your mother.
Mommy, how did you get here?
Are, same way as you, Ziad. Mommy flew here with me and Nabil.
Yeah, we just arrived a little while ago and got a taxi here. Aren't you happy to see me? Where's your manners, Ziad? You better invite us in. We can't stand here in the passage whole night. Just now someone sees us.
Gee, sorry, mommy, I didn't realize. Come inside, mommy.
Aishama and Hauma are ushered into the Osman's home and made to sit in the lounge.
Oh, smart flat you got here. Must have cost an arm and a leg. Faye is always telling me how expensive things are here in Dubai.
Yeah, the cost of living is high, but shukar, Raisa's job at the school pays for most of our living expenses. Alhamdulillah.
Lucky, you get to live off your wife, Ziad.
Aho.
Ma, you came all by yourself.
No, how? I came with Hauma. Her grandson Nabil flew with us. He's gone straight to the hotel, but Hau didn't want to leave me to come here alone in the taxi.
Shoo. Subhanallah. Aish, mommy, you told me you were thinking of coming, but I never expected you to surprise us like this.
Yeah, your mommy is full of surprises, Ziad. She didn't want to come with us, you know. But I told her, I said, Aisa, if you don't take this chance and come with us, you maybe won't ever get another chance. Lucky she listened to me.
Mommy, I can't believe you came all this way without Ziad.
Hi, what can we do, Raisa? We're old now. Hou says if we wait for our children to do everything for us, we'll get left. She even invited me to go with her and Nabil for Umrah. But I said no. How I can go to Mubarak place like that without a mahram?
But you came all the way here without one.
Raisa. Ma. You shouldn't have come without a mahram, but I'm so happy to see you.
Did you come on Emirates, Ma? It's the coolest plane ever, ne?
Yeah, but you, it is. They even came to take our picture. First, they said it's only for the children. But Ho asked them so nicely and they took one of us. See, here's it. Hauma looks so happy, but my eyes are closed because the flash was too bright.
Ooh, Ma, I also got one when we came. Let me go fetch it to show you.
Call Safiya one time, Hanzu. I didn't see her still.
Aisha, Ma, Saf wasn't feeling well, so she went to lie down.
Are how? Her grandmother came halfway across the world to see her. I'm sure she can wake up.
No. I mean, she has a migraine. Yes, a migraine. So she needs to be left alone in a dark, quiet room, Ma.
Oh, my poor Safu. I'll just go peek in at her.
No, Ma. I'm sure you and Hauma must be starving. We just finished supper, but I'll warm the food again and you can come sit down to eat.
Hauma, why don't you tell your grandson to join us?
Are, no. My Nabil is so tired after the flight and he has an early start tomorrow. They're going to assess him at the pilot school he got accepted by. Plus, he ate all that plain food, even mine and Isa's. You know, I told him he must rather eat our patkos, but because the plain food is so terrible. But you know these youngsters. They like to eat anything that wasn't cooked at home.
We'd also eat out a lot back home. But here it's way too expensive.
Hey, but Aisa told me how Ziad likes to go to the mall for lunch every...
Yeah, but only every once in a while, ne? Ziad, now you don't go so much anymore.
Gee, mommy, why don't you and Hauma freshen up while I help Raisa with supper? Hanzala will show you where the bathrooms are.
Days into the holiday, Rumana and her mother Sabha go to spend the day in Dera, a shopping district in Dubai, when they run into Safiya and her mom Raisa. Safiya has been refusing to leave the house, but Raisa coerces her into getting dressed and going out for a bit, while Aishama, who is staying with them, gets busy in the kitchen. After some retail therapy, they stop for lunch at a restaurant, and while they are waiting in silence for their meal, Rumana and Sabha come up to their table. Salams and introductions are made.
Aren't you glad it's the winter vacation, Sophia?
Yeah, especially after...
Yeah, I know. I still can't believe that girls from our school would lock you in the gymnasium for fun. Have you told the teachers who they are?
No, I can't do that. It would just turn out ugly if they found out.
Sophia, Rumana was telling me what happened to you at the school last week. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you. I had no idea such things go on at this.
All schools have bullying as a problem. But if Sophia doesn't tell us who these girls are, they'll never have to face the consequences of their actions.
Your mom is right, Sophia. You shouldn't let them get away with it.
I'm so confused. I don't want to tell on them. I'm not a spy or tattletale. But at the same time, I keep wishing that bad things would happen to them.
Sophia, you seem like you are torn, but I have an idea. I'm sure Rumana told you I'm a psychologist, right? Well, why don't you come to me for a couple of therapy sessions? It might just help you with your internal struggles. And it will definitely help you with the trauma you have just experienced.
My husband was just saying that Sophia needs therapy to get over this.
My mom is a great therapist. Even the influencers and celebrities come to her.
I just try to help people, but therapy really does make a difference. So what do you say, Sophia? Are you willing to give it a shot? Let's try one session and we'll take it from there, all right?
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.